Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So, Tim, the AFL has been developing this blind football league for the last 14 months, rather. What did the testing process involve?
Yeah, so I guess we're 14 months into an 18-month journey, really. So AFL Victoria, with the support of AFL, have looked to develop what we're dubbing AFL Blind. Whereby we're given the opportunity for, I guess, players who are blind or have low vision to play football. So it's not as easy as going out onto the footy oval to play football. There's a range of, challenges that cohort need, from the football through to uniforms through to rule adaption. So, 14 months ago, we sort of had our first testing day where we on a futsal court, and we learnt that was too small and wasn't supportive of all levels of vision, to where we sort of just had our last testing day, our third and last testing day on Saturday, just gone. And we're on an indoor football oval, which is about 90 metres long and 30 metres wide. We have a electronic beeping football, which has a USB charging port in it, so you can continuously recharge your football, to high contrast in high vis uniforms with tactiles imprinted on the uniforms to allow players that are fully blind to identify who and who isn't on their team, to Bluetooth speakers into the centre of the goals so players who are fully blind can identify the centre of the goals, the black light behind up on the nets behind the goals. So we're trying a range of different things to allow players, like I mentioned, who are blind or low vision to be able to play football, really. So it's been an amazing journey, but we think we're pretty close to the end product, which is exciting.
Wow, that sounds really fantastic. You mentioned all these, accessibilities, but is AFL Blind different from AFL in with the rules?
No, not at all. There's a couple of adaptions to rules. So what we were really our main focus from the start was that we don't want to change this to be some form of game which is played with goalposts. We want someone who walks off the street and looks at what AFL Blind and go, yep, that's football. So we've been really mindful to keep the integrity of AFL. So some adjustments that we have made in the rules, though, is players who are fully blind, if they score a goal, they get 12 points for a goal and 2 points for a point, and that's just to really ensure that they don't get excluded from playing. Obviously, they've got challenges with being completely blind, so we want to make sure they're bought in the game. So they predominantly play forward because of that rule adaption. We've also looked at how we can alter the marking within the game. So for guys that are fully blind, we trialled it on Saturday that if they mark a hand pass, that's equivalent to a mark, so they can go back and have their time and go behind the mark. So obviously, marking a football being kicked at him is quite challenging, so we're looking at different adaptations there with the marking side of it. And the other thing, which is more so a player safety side of it, is when the player goes down to pick the ball off the ground, they need to yell the colour of their team uniform, so to avoid head collisions, really, and so they know who's around the football as well. So they're probably the main areas that we've sort of adapted the rules. But besides that, hand pass is a hand pass, a kick's a kick, a goal's a goal. So, pretty aligned with how mainstream football's played.
What prompted the AFL to develop this program?
Sorry, say that again, I missed that.
What prompted the AFL to develop this program?
Yeah, so I guess it did start with an idea out of AFL Victoria's office, and I guess their view was that anyone can walk through their doors and play football, and AFL Victoria are really proactive with their offerings within the disability space, and they didn't have any offering within the blind and vision impaired space. So, and I think because it's so complicated, so contrast, something hasn't been done before, so they put in an application with AFL to Vic Health down here, and were successful in receiving some seed funding to allow them to go and trial a range of different ideas with the players' support to bring it all together. So once this is finished, pretty much all of the main disability categories will be supported and enable them to play football. So they've got wheelchair football, they've got football for people with an intellectual disability, there's deaf football down here, there's balloon football for people who have real severe disabilities as well. And then the blind will now sort of have something to play as well.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Tim Neild, the All Abilities Inclusion Manager at the AFL, about a new AFL league for blind and vision impaired players. So, Tim, what difference will AFL Blind make for blind and vision impaired fans?
I think from a fan's point of view, if they're not playing, I guess they can still enjoy, you know, the AFL Premiership season and engage the game that way. And so, but with this game, hopefully, if they were contemplating playing football, that it's now an avenue for them. So, but from fans of the game, yeah, look, it's just another opportunity to get involved, really. So, not really too much changing from a fan's point of view, but from a player's side of things, yeah, that changes dramatically for them.
Well, what are the hopes, the AFL's hopes, rather, for the future of the AFL Blind League?
Yeah, and I guess that was why it's sort of been a joint approach with AFL Victoria and AFL. So the aim is that once the product is set and we know how it can be played and all the different equipment pieces that are required to play a game of AFL Blind, that we at the AFL can then sort of scale that to all our other state-affiliated bodies. So obviously AFL Victoria are doing a great job in leading it here, and I guess within my role, I can then support the other states and territories to do the same. So that's really exciting for us to be able to pretty much pick it up off the shelf and then hopefully scale it up across the country.
Do you think, is there a timeline for when you think it might hit us here in New South Wales?
So New South Wales are doing some great work there. They're quite new to the disability inclusion space, so they've got a steering committee together. They're looking to increase resources, human resources support, football for people with disabilities. So, from a time side of things, I'm not too sure when that will be, but what I can say is that they're looking to do everything they can to provide more opportunities, so, which is really exciting. They're definitely one of the next progressive states support people with disability in football. So, hopefully we can take the learnings from here and then it'll just be a nice, clean slate and approach.
Right, well, I'm looking forward to it. Some very exciting times in AFL. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.